Hello, my name is Sofia Soto, and today I'll be interviewing Andrea Viles. So, hi, Andrea. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Hi, Sofia. Thank you for inviting me to be part of your interview. My name is Andrea. I am 22 years old. I am from Tegucigalpa, Honduras, and I am a senior at UTSA. I am graduating this semester. I went to St. Mary's from 2016 to 2019, and I am currently a public health major.
Fantastic. What would you say has been one of the toughest challenges that you've had to overcome throughout this time?
I think that the toughest thing was the sense of instability. Normally, throughout my years here at college, I have had a plan of finishing a class and finishing my classes as strong as I can, and then going home, seeing my family, kind of recharging on that sense, and coming back and then doing the same thing over and over. And this semester was different because I had no idea when I was going to be able to go home. And the scary thing is, you know, life goes on and school went on and teachers kept putting assignments, and you kind of just have to shake it off and know that you have to prioritize what you're doing now. And so I had to learn how to just live day by day without thinking about what's going to happen next week, next month, or when I'll be able to go home, when it's going to feel normal again. And I had to just focus on what I had to focus on. And getting to that point, I think, was very hard. I think that you have to learn how to put, you know, your feelings aside and just think what your priorities are at that moment. And in a way, I think that, you know, everything that came with COVID, there was many negative things, but I think it did make me stronger in that way. I was able to learn how to separate what my heart was feeling and what I had to do. So, yeah.
What would you say to other international students who are going through the same thing?
I would tell them to just hold on. I would tell them to try not to focus on everything that's missing. Try not to focus on the negatives that are happening around us. Try not to focus on the uncertainty that comes with not knowing when you'll be able to go home, and just getting everything that making everything that's surrounding you right now your focus. So I definitely think that the friends that you have around you, the people that you have around you that you care about, hold on to them, make relationships, make your little second home away from home something that's actually stable, because you never really know when things like this are going to happen. For example, right now, Honduras was hit by Hurricane Eta, and another hurricane is on its way. So who knows if Christmas is going to be sometime where we're going to be able to go home again. And we can't let things like that are out of our control make us feel uncertain, because things happen and life happens. So I would just say, hold on to what you have here, make it your own, and always know that dates are just dates and that your family is always going to be your family. And thank God for our technology right now. Just make the best out of it. Keep in contact, make sure that you're checking in, make sure that you feel like you're close to them, even if you're not physically there.